This past Wednesday night, a Republican member of the House of Representatives, who had called for the violent death of Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Nancy Pelosi, and others, denied that a plane on September 11th crashed into the Pentagon. School shooting massacres didn't happen. The Jews started the California wildfires with a space laser. That person received a standing ovation in a private meeting of House Republicans. Marjorie Taylor Greene is off of her committee assignments now. This is not over by any means. Instead of leading, Kevin McCarthy is now solidly on Greene's leash. His inaction and excusing gives him ownership of what she does in the future. Think about this. Greene has not earned any power. She hasn't passed a bill. I think the only legislation she introduced was an impeachment resolution for Joe Biden. But she was rewarded with the power through the inactions of House GOP leadership. It's estimated that as many as 30 million Americans believe some or all of what Greene does. McCarthy sees that number, the GOP being very narrowly in the House minority, and it appears he's placing his bet that those voters are the path back to the majority. Another thing, by the way, Republicans, along with the host on Fox News, OAN Newsmax, something they need to do, stop with the, I don't know what this Kunan or canine thing is. These very same playing dumb, I think they're playing, people just days before they're challenged about Greene were very proficient in what QAnon is all about. Now, Greene made an attempt at contrition on Thursday, poor attempt at that, while saying she refuted all of her previous QAnon-based conspiracy beliefs. This action came just literally hours before the vote on removing her from House committees. Also came a day after she raised about $200,000 within hours via email and an online pitch where she said others were out to get her, but she was going to continue the fight. Greene didn't score sincerity points on the House floor either by saying that she was, quote, allowed to believe those conspiracies and that the media feeds the conspiracies. Now, her actions weren't just retweets of what others posted. She wrote and talked about them a great deal, as endless screenshots of her social media and her video streams prove. So that means she accepted blame for maybe a few minutes before going back to deflection, obstinance, conspiracies. So the fact is, something is happening. Everything the Republicans thought AOC would do to the Democratic Party is exactly what Marjorie Taylor Greene is in the process of doing to the Republican Party.